Kumbai. It's not just music, it's your way of life. How you live, live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Still talking about compassion, and our pastor is here to take us to yet another level of understanding about compassion. Pastor, welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me again today. I hope you're having a good day.
It's a good day so far. It's warming up. It started very cold, but it's warming up. Go ahead, Pastor. We're on Thursday now. Uplift our understanding of this concept of compassion. Go ahead.
Yeah, so today we want to delve into something different. Not really different from what we have discussed this far. We want to try and see if we can differentiate between sympathy and compassion. I think on the very first day, we did try to make that comparison, but at a very, very minimal scale. So today, we want to try and amplify these two to a certain extent. So then, compassion, like we did explain the other day, we said compassion is the willingness to relieve the suffering of another, the willingness to relieve the pain of another. In other words, putting yourself in another's shoe, but trying to find a solution on what you can do to ensure that this particular individual's pain is alleviated, is relieved. And another term, sympathy, then we would say, or we did say that day, that this simply means you can understand what the person is feeling. So there is an understanding, but there is also, apart from understanding, you want to be part of the problem. So let's break these terms, even expand them even further.
Sorry, Pastor. You said you want to be part of the problem?
That's compassion.
Wanting to be part of the problem.
The willingness. So you are willing to be a part of the problem and finding a solution to solve that problem. Now, here is my understanding. In an event where I have accepted you are in a certain situation, let's give the usual example I've been giving, a bereavement. Then when you are compassionate, you are becoming a part of that bereavement, that you are going beyond at that particular time because you feel there is something you can do beyond just being sympathetic about that particular problem. And so by compassion and my submission to say you want to be a part means that you are involving yourself into this particular problem. Remember yesterday when we were trying to delve into our discussion yesterday, I did mention that it has a way of wearing you out. You're not going to sleep because somebody has a problem. You want to feel what they are feeling. You want to be involved in that. And that's the reason why my submission really is that you would want to be. But holistically speaking, the willingness itself to relieve somebody's suffering is what qualifies compassion to a broader perspective.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So can one exist without the other? Sympathy. Can sympathy exist without compassion? Can compassion exist without sympathy?
I picked up something that was submitted by a doctor called Tupten Jinpa, who this one is an English translator and author of Course Compassion Cultivation Training. They call it CCT. He suggests that compassion is coming in four-step processes. The first one is awareness of suffering. The second one is sympathetic concern related to being emotionally moved by suffering. The third one being wish to see the relief of that suffering. Then the very last one, which responds to compassion, is the responsiveness or readiness to help relieve that suffering. So the question is, can one exist without the other? By this, I want to believe that you mean, can compassion exist without sympathy, or can sympathy exist without compassion? What drives me to be compassionate to start with is the sympathy that I have. So for sympathy, it will only end there. I'm sympathetic. I am saying, well, I am aware about your suffering. I am aware, I acknowledge you are in this situation. And then emotionally, I feel somehow broken because of what you are going through. But then the next step that I move to, which now makes me wish to see that you are relieved from that kind of suffering, is what is going to lead me to compassion. So can compassion exist without sympathy? My answer is no. The build up starts from there. I have to be sympathetic. I have to feel for another individual's suffering. And after that, the next step that I am going to take is to be compassionate. I have now to see if I can find a way of relieving this particular problem that somebody is going through. But then, can sympathy exist without compassion? I don't think it can. It can by way of supporting it. Here is what I am. Here is my argument. If I'm sympathetic today and it ends there, it can still suffice without me going an extra mile being compassionate about that particular situation. And so, contextually, I am simply saying sympathy can still do on its own without escalating to a level where one is going to be compassionate. Basically, that is my understanding.
I'm understanding you to say sympathy and empathy are not the same thing. And I'm introducing now the word empathy. So does lacking either of them mean you're a bad person?
Here is what we said. Empathy then that means that you feel what a person is feeling. Sympathy then says I can understand what the person is feeling. So then can they? If I got your question correctly, is it one and the same? Was that a question?
No, I thought you had already answered that by saying they're not the same. So my next question then was to go directly to, does lacking either of them make you a bad person?
Oh, yeah, I get you. So a lack of sympathy, a lack of empathy, I don't know if we should add as well, passion, in any broader way, does not make you a bad person. It doesn't. But then, it also doesn't mean you can't work to develop a greater level of empathy or sympathy. My argument again is that if I don't have sympathy, if I don't have empathy, I cannot be ruled out to be a bad person, generally speaking. That does not mean you cannot work at cultivating these virtues. Let me call them virtues. So, a person who is not empathetic or sympathetic, can be identified in this way. a person that would love to blame others for mistakes that have happened, whether it is theirs or another's, they would want to put the blame on another person. They don't take responsibility. And then they also love to say others are overly sensitive. Like, why are you reacting to everything? You are sensitive to many issues. Here is the truth. We all do this sometimes. But people who do not empathize do it far more of the time in more situations than the others do it. Then the other aspect, I am trying to identify one who is not empathetic, one who is not sympathetic. They refuse to hear other people's points of view. They wouldn't just want to. And then also their argumentative attitude would also sell them to say this one is not even sympathetic. Because you, in everything, you want to feel as though you have an upper hand, but at the end of the day, you don't want to take responsibility. Am I trying to say you are a bad person? Maybe, but maybe not. Because of these traits, you are going to be portrayed as a bad person. You are going to be considered as a bad person. But here is why I am saying you still have a chance. You still have an opportunity. You still have an opportunity to work at that and begin to feel also for others. You are not ultimately the only person that is going to be doing the right things. Or you are not going to be the person that ultimately is going to be doing the wrong things. But in the end, if one is in a situation, it should somehow move you. Remember, we talked about Jesus, who in a way felt like things were not going right for others. And so he decides to move in and provide a solution. The compassionate Jesus that we talked about. And if we have an example of Christ, then we are also Christians, Christ-like. Then we are going to begin to feel for others. In other words, we want to also put ourselves in the shoes of another person. And if this be the situation, then I am imploring every one of us to cultivate this nature. Yes, we cannot all shoulder the burdens of other people, but in an event that we are able, in an event that we are in a position to assist, in an event that we are in a position to offer solidarity, why can't we do that? Should we shift the blame to the next, the burden to another person? Should we shift the burden to another generation? I don't think so. Let's learn to be empathetic. Let's learn to be sympathetic. And when we are going to do that, then the world that we live in is going to be a better place that every one of us would desire to live in this kind of world. I feel you are not a bad person, but can you move an extra mile and begin to feel for others in as much as you want them to feel for you? Remember, the Bible says, do unto others what you want them to do for you. Imagine yourself in a particular situation. Would you want people to just watch that you are going through a certain situation? I don't think so. We all want to have people that feel something for us when we are in a particular situation. You want somebody to say, oh, I understand what you are going through. You want somebody to say, oh, you are going through this. Can I offer a solution? And if that is going to be what we want to receive from others, then we ought to give it also.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hear you. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Please pray for us as we close.
Let us pray. Eternal and loving Father, your mercies every day continue to be renewed in our lives, and we see it. Today, we just want to ask that teach us to feel the pain for others. May this drive us, Heavenly Father, to also be a helping hand that is going to provide for those that don't have what we have. Yes, Heavenly Father, we don't have much, but we pray that the little that you give us, teach us to share with others. I know, Heavenly Father, that we cannot limit you in all that which we do. And because of that, we ask that when you give us, teach us also to give to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. We'll see you tomorrow.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.